Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are tuned in to Black Geek Movie Talk. It is Sunday, March 13, and today we are going to be talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane. 10 Cloverfield came out this Friday, and we're excited to be talking about it today. So I'm your host, Jolanda. I'm here with my co-host, as usual, Elise.
Hello, hello.
We're going to get it started with Elise giving us a summary of what we saw.
Okay, so 10 Cloverfield Lane is, I guess they're basically billing it as a sequel to Cloverfield, the found footage movie that came out a couple years ago. So basically, a young woman, Michelle, wakes up. She's in an underground bunker. John Goodman is an ex-Navy person, kind of a survivalist freak, who tells her that Doomsday has come, no one is alive, and he basically saved her life. There's another young man in the bunker with them. Howard is not what he seems, obviously. We're not sure, is there really an alien apocalypse going on? Is he just a crazy person? And without giving any more spoilers away, we'll say this definitely relates back to Cloverfield.
Yes. I was going to say, I don't know. I mean, we normally do these shows, they're spoilers, because we decided the same will hold true for this, right? Because there's really, or what do you think, Elise? Can we do this?
I mean, as much as we can, I think we should avoid spoilers. Because especially this one, this isn't like a big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A big movie, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Well, that being said, so let's talk a minute about expectations going in, and then keeping in mind that we're going to try and do this as spoiler-free as possible, because it is a smaller film, and a lot, I think, of the anticipation was sort of riding on a brilliant trailer. We don't get trailers like this anymore. We just don't. We you know, in an age where we know everything, you know, scripts are leaked online, you know, to keep this as secret as they did, I'm going to agree. We're going to have to try and keep this as spoiler-free as possible, because that's really the beauty of this film. I mean, the longer it's out and the more people see it, it's going to be spoiled. I guess we should try not to give it all away in this. So talking about anticipation for this, for me, I think this was in my top five. Actually, you know what? I don't know where this was. When we did our preview, you know, our year in preview show. Because this really came out of left field, like, for me, which is unusual. Again, like I said, you know, we see, you know, we hear talk about films like years ahead of time now. So for them to be able to have kept this like kind of a secret as they did, and then just like all of a sudden you're watching television, or all of a sudden you're in the movie theater and you see this trailer for something that you've never heard of. And then on top of that, the trailer doesn't tell you much, except in the title, you know, we're all thinking about the movie that came out in 2008, Cloverfield. You know, it was just so well done. And so with that being said, I was really looking forward to this film. I really was, because I wanted to know if they would be able to really live up to sort of the tension that they created and the mystery that they created in this trailer, you know, and like you said in your summary, it's been kind of weird, because it's like people automatically, okay, Cloverfield is in the title, so this is a sequel. But then you also have read some stuff where like J.J. Abrams, whomever, is like, well, it's not really what you think. It's not really a straight sequel. So that kind of just added for me to the, and he, you know, he probably did that on purpose, you know, to not give stuff away. But it just added to this whole mystique, and I was really looking forward to seeing if they'd be able to pull off a film, you know, like I said, that would live up to the trailer. So I was looking forward to this. What about you?
I was not. So, okay.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. When I saw the trailer, the first time I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, yeah, this is pretty, that looks pretty cool. I love the trailer. They didn't give too much away, everything you said.
No.
And then the longer, I just kept seeing, you know, presented by J.J. Abrams, produced by J.J. Abrams. And the more I saw that, I was like, I don't think this is going to be great. One, because Cloverfield, I don't want to say the original, but just the movie Cloverfield, I did not like.
I didn't like it at all.
It was all right, but it was too much. It was like they were like the last trolley on the found footage handheld camera train, right? So I didn't like that, and then I was just like, it's not gonna be what I think it's gonna be. I was just like, it's just not going to be what I think it's going to be. I think JJ has had a couple of misfires lately. So I was like, I don't know, like him co-signing, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
Okay.
So I was honestly, like, by the time I sat down in my seat, I was not really looking forward to it.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right then. That's all fair. I think that's fair. That's fair because, you know, I had to remind myself that, like you said, like Cloverfield, it wasn't like it was some genius thing. It wasn't.
Yeah.
So I think my anticipation was less about riding on the coattail, is this or is this not a sequel to Cloverfield, and more just excitement at, in this day and age, there's a film that nobody seemed to know what the heck. And it wasn't like it was like a tiny, tiny independent film. It actually had like a big name in Hollywood sort of attached to it. So how were they able to keep this secret? And on top of that, it's starring somebody who's like not an unknown, you know, John Goodman, you know, John Goodman is. And then the trailer, again, like I said, because we're just so inundated with knowing everything about a movie. Like, there's no, for me, anticipation level for films that I normally would really be looking forward to has dropped dramatically in recent years because we know it's sucked the enjoyment out of going to films when you know everything that's going to happen before you see it. Even with, like, big, you know, big tentpole films of the year and stuff. It's like, it's kind of taken away my fun of going to the film because I know everything. Like, why am I even paying to go see this, really, when you've shown the entire film in the trailer? So, again, so for me, the trailer, you didn't see, they never showed what the threat was. And the way it was done, it was kind of weird and kind of creepy. It was like, is there really a threat? You know? So let's get into this. Did this win you over? Or did it pretty much meet what you thought, which was, everything that you said, the reason why you weren't really looking forward to it. Or did it win you over a little bit?
I think it was kind of what I expected it to be. I think because I went in thinking it's not going to be what I think, and so I kind of was just open to whatever happened. So
okay.
I wasn't It was kind of exactly what I thought it was going to be. It didn't. Yeah. I wasn't like, whoa, they, wow, okay. No, they really okay. won me over. But I wasn't yeah. like, oh, this is doo doo. I didn't think that
okay.
either.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. 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 And I think that's an important point to make about this, because probably what most people are guessing this is, you're not going to be surprised. Like you said, like if you're guessing, sort of you have a guess of what's happening, I don't think you're going to be surprised. However, that being said, to me, the real place where this film succeeds for me was John Goodman. I was sitting there like, I'm giving him a 5. To hell with this film. I loved him in this movie. From the second he showed up on the screen, I was like, 5. He was on for like 2 seconds. Everything about his demeanor, the way that he played, kind of like you don't trust him right off, but then at the same time you're like, whoa, but I don't know that I really want to trust my own thinking. Everything about the way he entered the frame, every second he was on screen, and the way you were frightened, but at the same time it was like, but this is kind of like my refuge, I have to stay. I can't describe it. And there was one moment in the film when they were sitting around, I think they were sitting around the dinner table, and I don't even remember now what they were talking about. And there was something that he did with his face. He wasn't even talking. And he went from sadness to, like, a humor, but not, like, real humor. And then, like, back to reality again. I can't even describe what he did with his face. I was like, oh my God. 5 for John Goodman. 5 for John Goodman. Whatever else you want to say about this film, that was like spot on. I loved watching him, and I was looking forward to every time he came on screen. That was for me, was the winning piece of this movie. As far as the supporting characters, I thought everybody was strong. I didn't think that anybody, I was never taken out. Well, I won't say that. There were a couple of moments that I was never taken out. No, I'm going to stick with that first statement. Everybody was strong. I felt like nobody said or did anything that was like, oh, come on, you just took me out of my immersion. I never felt that.
Yeah.
So I think the moment that I'm thinking about that kind of annoyed me, well, maybe not annoyed, but I was confused. I was like, I didn't really like that choice, was the music at one moment. I was like, why are they, like, they needed to take the tension level down a couple of notches, because I felt like we hadn't gotten to the point where the music should be like that.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right.
I felt like, I was like, why are we, what's this about? Like, I don't feel like we've gotten there yet. Can we take that back a couple of minutes? What about for you? Because you said you didn't think it was terrible. So
no.
What made it not terrible for
I
you?
I think probably the cast.
Uh-huh.
And, like you said, John Goodman is awesome. Because
mm-hmm.
he's kind of, I'm still like, but it's Dan Connor, so he can't be.
Really?
He can't be crazy. So, no, but that was, I think that worked, because it was like, you're not supposed to trust him, but at the same time, he's like, you know, everybody's dad. He can't be up to no good. So I think that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I liked Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who played Michelle.
Yes.
I liked that she wasn't kind of the damsel in distress. She was always thinking,
right.
trying to figure,
yes.
you know, proactive.
Yes.
That was cool.
Right.
And
yeah.
I should look at his name. I get John Gallagher, I guess, was the
yeah.
guy that played
Emmett.
Emmett. At
yeah,
first,
yeah.
I was like, they couldn't have gotten somebody more attractive. This is going to be 2 hours. I have to look at him.
Wow. Okay.
I'll be honest. That was my first thought. I was like,
uh-huh.
oh, man, they wasted an opportunity for some, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then that worked, too. I was like, no, he couldn't have been, like, a pretty boy. That, it worked, you know.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
cast was really strong, and I actually thought the music and the sound design was really awesome. I mean, it's uh-huh. like it's been done before, where you like you know popular culture like 60s sweet kind of music to try to like juxtapose against
uh-huh.
you know, tension or danger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they did it mm-hmm. in X-Files did that and
yeah.
other movies have done that. So that worked. And then the opening credits were pretty cool. The way that was edited together and the sound. That was that was pretty awesome. So those
that
things those worked for me.
Yeah. Your comment about dude not being more attractive. Yeah, I think that it would have detracted from what they were trying to do, because I think
yeah.
if they would have cast someone attractive, then everyone in the audience, so then the tension is taken away and you're immediately like focused on, okay, when are these two going to hook up?
Right.
And that's,
exactly. Yeah.
They couldn't have that.
That
wasn't the point. And you, as I was listening to you talk, you know, about the characters and everybody being strong, it reminded me of a thought that I had as I was watching, and it really felt a lot of times like almost like we were watching a play. Like I could
yeah.
see this easily being a play, because it felt like a character study, you know, a
yeah.
lot of times, just a play where there wasn't a lot of special effects. There was no need for it. The real tension was built with these characters and the way they interacted with each other was where the tension was and the drama was. It wasn't dependent on a bunch of effects and, you know, yeah, there were some effects towards the end, you know, but that wasn't like where this film lied. That's not where the strength was. It was really these characters, seeing how they interacted. Like you said, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who played Michelle, you know, we're right there with her. I mean, and the beginning of the movie was so well done. I was like, wow, okay. You were in it with her. And so when the doo-doo hit the fan, you were with her in that car. You know, you probably, people have read the summary, so they knew you kind of knew what was, how she got to where John Goodman was. But the way that they did it, I was not ready. It was so well done. And it was only within a span of what? Maybe less than 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you know, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't want to say, because
yeah.
I'm trying very hard not to, but how she got into the John Goodman. Everybody's probably read how she got there, but you didn't see it coming. Like, you,
uh-huh.
I completely forgot. Quite honestly, the way they did it was so well done, I thought. Like, you're in, and I was like, wait, what? You know, in the way, in the beginning, and it was music, and you see her, and there's no sound except for the soundtrack or whatever, you know? And then, like, what's happening? Like, you're thrown immediately in the action, in the story. It was just so well done, I thought, the beginning. And then, of course, when John Goodman appears, it just takes it up to even a higher level. And the way she's immediately distrustful and trying to get him to be like, well, you know, can I call my family? You know, she's like, the whole, you know, okay, this guy's crazy, but he doesn't seem like he wants to hurt me right away, but how can I get out of here? And the different ways she's
yeah.
trying to do, you know, well, okay, well, and I probably should call someone. You know, he's just like, nope, nope,
right.
nope, nope, nope. Like, that was just, I loved it.
I loved every second of it. Okay, so in terms of how did you feel about, I guess, the big reveal? I mean, I guess we kind
that
of...
That was my... Yeah,
that was
the
your
whole,
problem?
Yeah. That was
yeah.
the most disappointing thing. Everything in the bunker was cool. I dug it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, really interesting premise. You know, how do you
yeah.
deal with this when there's this threat
yeah,
outside?
Right,
it's
right.
not just the regular stuck in a house, you know, horror movie kind of thing with a
right.
bad guy.
Because
you have this
mm-hmm.
threat outside. So that was all really interesting. But once the third act hit, I was just like, it just fell apart for me. I was like, that's cheesy, that's silly. When is Dan Connor coming back? You know, that's where they lost me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the weakest part of it. Thankfully, it didn't take up a lot of the film. It was like the last 15 minutes or so?
Half hour, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was kind of like, okay. it was kind of like, all right. But I don't know... I mean, they would have to have, you know, really, I don't know how they could have made it different. You know, they would have had to, I don't know, how could they have made it different? Because they already alluded to Cloverfield in the title. So,
yeah. I liked the fact that I thought it was a good idea that it's not a sequel. It's like concurrent.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? And that's a cool idea. It's like fan fiction kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But
uh-huh.
I didn't think it was executed well. I just didn't.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. It kind of felt like, because the movie I was thinking of was War of the Worlds, the Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very specifically, because of something that happened in that film. Like, it was like, oh, really? This is what we're doing? Okay. Where's Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
is he going to show up, and then we're going to have a grenade? And kind of what, you know. But what I'm trying to think is, how could they have done it differently? What could they have done to make it better? I guess it's not really our job. I mean, we're not the creators of the film, but I'm trying to.
I don't know.
they didn't. They're not paying me. I'm not the writer. I mean.
It just,
you know, I would have preferred, I'll tell you this, I would have preferred them not to do War of the Worlds, like scene for scene.
Yeah.
I would have preferred, I'll tell you that right now, like that's a quick fix. Like, I don't want her being the thing and then the thing and then she throws the thing and then, like that's War of the Worlds. So, that would have been better. Now, and I didn't like, I didn't like the way the reveal looked. I didn't like that at all. I thought that was horrible, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, I was like, wait, what? What movie are we in right now? I didn't like that at all. I have to say that was probably my biggest disappointment, even more than the whole sequence, the War of the Worlds sequence. It was just the way that it looks.
Yeah, I agree.
I was like, oh, what? This is really, this is, huh? I don't remember if they showed anything. Well, yes, they did. I think they did show in Cloverfield. But I don't want to. You probably already given too much away. But okay. So that all being said, so we both agree that the strength of this was definitely in the cast, definitely in Funker, and you know, because the title alludes to the film that came out in 2008, you kind of anticipate what's going to happen, but it's not a straight prequel. It's not a straight sequel, which is clever and good. But it was just that the reveal at the end was kind of disappointing, and I didn't like the War of the Worlds straight Jack. Okay, is there anything else? We mentioned the actors, obviously. We mentioned use of soundtrack and music.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
This was directed by Dan Trachtenberg, and it looks like this is his first feature. And I think it was a great job for a first feature.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely. Absolutely.
It's an original story. I think he did a great job.
So do I. Absolutely. So, you know, they're probably, I don't know where they're going to go with this. I mean, it's clearly leading to like a third film. I mean, I think if they wanted to, you know, they could. I just don't know how interested I would be in sitting down to watch a film that showed everything. I think really the strength of this, and even Cloverfield, was that you don't see the threat. It's not about the threat. It's more about the people who are being threatened and their reaction to something that you don't even see. That's really the strength of these for me. So I'm not sure how they would do a third one, because I have no interest, especially if they look like, you know, what we saw in this. I have absolutely no interest in seeing that. I would say, okay, we got 2 minutes to go. Let's rate this. So stars, star system, 0 to 5, 0 being the worst, 5 being the absolute best. What would you give this?
I'll give it a 3.
I'm giving it a 3. And I'm giving John Goodman a 5. I made up my mind 2 seconds into the film. I was like, he gets 5. I don't care what the hell else happens in this film. He gets a 5. So that being said, we got 30 seconds left. Elise, do you know what is coming up next?
Oh, yes. Midnight Special.
Midnight Special. And when are we doing that show?
Next Sunday, the 20th? Is that the date? Oh.
That's the date.
Whoa.
March 20th. Why is that a whoa? March 20th.
Because I got it right.
Yes. Oh, good for you. Yay. March 20th. Same time, 1:30 Pacific, we will be talking about Midnight Special, starring Michael Sheehan, I believe it is his name. Another smallish sci-fi film, so that'll be good. Hopefully you guys will tune in again next week. Until then, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye.